What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. Today we're talking about the magic of cats for their dog family members, not their human ones. Because even though we've all heard the stories about dogs and cats that don't get along, we see lots of stories where cats take their intuition, their natural ability to be therapists, their kindness, and work their magic on the dogs they live with, much to everyone's surprise. Susan Willett witnessed this in her own family. She tells us that one day her cat Calvin walked into the family room and stopped, smelling something different in the air. It was Susan's dog Tucker, who lay miserably on the couch with a plastic cone around his neck. He had just been to the vet to have a split toenail treated. Calvin the cat cautiously leapt onto the couch and sniffed the edge of the cone. The poor dog merely sighed. Even though he didn't have a very good relationship with the four cats in the household, he got on well with the other dogs and the humans. But if any of the cats even walked into Tucker's favorite room, he would jump down from where he was sleeping and crawl out of the room on his belly. This was probably related to the fact that one of the cats was always bullying him. The cats didn't like him much either, though, because he was a bouncy, loud dog who was always getting into things. But now, Tucker was a quiet, humiliated dog in a cone. And Calvin, the cat, felt comfortable getting really close to him, right in his face. And then Calvin licked Tucker's head and started grooming him inside the cone. Susan says, "It was a sweet moment between two individuals of different species who had mostly avoided each other until then." That was when things permanently changed between Calvin and Tucker. They remained friends, playing together, lying around together, and whenever Tucker got a cone again, which was often, Calvin was there to comfort him and keep him company while he endured yet another round of recovering from an injury to his body and his pride. When Tucker got an aggressive cancer, Calvin took care of him too. After Tucker died, Calvin found ways to connect with Susan's other two dogs, but it wasn't the same as the very special relationship between Tucker and Calvin, who thought they didn't like each other and then became great friends. Diane Stark discovered her cat's ability to be a therapist for her dogs one year on the 4th of July. As the fireworks started their booming sound that night, her two dogs ran under a desk and huddled together, trembling. Their cat, on the other hand, lay calmly on top of the desk that the dogs were hiding under, and she looked like she felt a bit superior to those dogs. But then the cat jumped down off the desk and went underneath it where the dogs were. Diane and her daughter thought that maybe the cat had become frightened too. But no, she was actually snuggling between the two dogs and petting them with her front paws. The dog's trembling diminished. They were visibly relaxing due to the ministrations of the cat. When the loud noises ended, the cat and the two dogs came out from under the desk as though nothing unique or special had happened. But Diane and her daughter won't forget the kindness their little cat showed that day to her fellow family members, those big frightened dogs. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front cover and the back cover and read more about what's inside. You can pick up the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Kroger, Meijer, BJ's, and Amazon. Now, do you have your own stories to share? If you do, check out the Submit Your Stories section of our website to see what topics we're working on now. We're always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. So go ahead and send in your stories and poems. Come back for our next episode to hear two amazing stories from our new book about dreams. Stories about when love in someone's dreams turned into love in real life.